children join in from?
Good morning. This morning I've got a group of words that I'm going to recite. And when I get done, I want you to tell me what all these words have in common. Okay, ready? Am, is, are, was, were, be, being, been, has, have, had, may, might, can, could, shall, should, will, would, do, does, did, must. Whoa. What language am I speaking up here? Want to hear them again a little faster? Am, is, are, was, were, be, being, been, has, have, had, may, might, can, could, shall, should, will, would, do, does, did, must. It's probably a little ahead of where you are in school right now. Any idea what those are? Josh? No, not quite. Congregation and English teachers out there, what are those words all have in common? What's that? That's close. We call them helping verbs. There's 23 helping verbs in the English language. Why do I know all of those? Any idea? Got a head full of useless information, right? Too much time on a tractor. Here's why I know them. A few years ago, I was in seventh grade. Hey. And when we went into seventh grade, in the school that I went to, we went to the junior high, and that was a big deal. And it was a well-known fact at the junior high that you did not want to get Mrs. Ames for English class. Mrs. Ames was one of these teachers. If you walked in there chewing gum, she put it on the end of your nose. If she caught you passing a note, not only did she read it to the class, but she put it on the bulletin board outside her room so the whole school could read it. And if you dared start to doze off a little bit, she had this big wooden ruler, and she'd come up and she'd whack that thing across your desk and you'd jump through the ceiling. Okay? You wanted to avoid Mrs. Ames. So, first day of seventh grade, I walk into school, I get my class schedule. First hour, woodworking 101. Second hour, gym class, thinking I like junior high. Third hour, Mrs. Ames, English. I thought, oh no. So third hour comes, I walk into her class, she shuts the door after the bell rings, and she says, we're going to talk about one thing right off the bat. In my class, you learn things. You don't memorize anything, you learn it. So she said, what's the difference between memorizing and learning? We didn't know. She said, you could sit in the hallway before my class, and you could memorize something, and you could come in, you could take my test, you could get 100%. The next day, you're going to forget it all. She said, we don't do that here. We learn. And when you learn something, she said, you can learn it in seventh grade, you can be 80 years old sitting in a rocking chair on your front porch, and you still know it. Now, I'm not quite 80, but I remember almost everything that Mrs. Ames taught us in that class. Amazing, huh? 27 years ago, I was in seventh grade, and I still remember it. She also taught us something called prepositions. There's 48 prepositions in the English language. You want to hear them? About, above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at, before, behind, below, beneath, beside, between, beyond. I could keep going. Okay, I remember all that stuff. Now, why is that important in church? Why am I telling you this story? Any idea? You know, we've all got a great opportunity in church with Parkwood to come to church every Sunday and learn about God and His works and how He wants us to live our lives. We've got a great opportunity. Got Mr. Wieringa up here talking to us. We've got Pastor Matt that talks to us on Sundays. And as children, you have church school that you go to. We've got VBS coming up. Okay, it's very important to learn the things that you hear there. Don't just memorize them. You know, don't just quick memorize the songs and forget them a few days later. You really need to take the effort to learn them. You know, I can remember when I was in seventh grade, I sat in the back of that class, as Mrs. Ames said, it's important to learn this stuff. And I sat back there, I got my parachute pants on. way older than you. I got my denim jacket on, my collars up, and I thought, I'm not learning this stuff. I'm going to memorize, I'm going to get through our class, and I'm going to forget it. But I tell you, as I get older, I realize that teachers like Mrs. Ames were very good teachers because I learned everything that she taught us. Okay? And it's very important that you guys learn about God. Another reason it's important is if you learn about it, you'll share it with your friends, and you'll tell other people about God and about church, and you'll tell them, and they'll get excited, and they'll come to church, and they'll learn about God, and they'll come to VBS, and they'll learn about the things that God does, right? So it's very important. Mrs. Ames told me it was important to learn prepositions and helping verbs. I'm telling you guys it's very important to learn about God. Okay? All right. Hop up. Will the congregation bless the children?
Thank you.